the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm your host, mindset and business coach, trainee EFT tapping, NLP, time techniques and hypnosis practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, founder of the Shine community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind and entire being, guide you back to your power and potential, connect you with yourself and your soul, and bring you the teachings and tools to create your dream life and business from being the truest embodiment of yourself. Thank you for choosing to be here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello, hello, and welcome to an episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm actually really glad that you've clicked on this episode because you're probably a bit curious about what I mean with this soul subconscious, how to align your soul and your subconscious. And this is something, a concept that I've been speaking about a lot with my clients and just with coaching friends. And I have created my own meditation around this, which is going to be in this round of my signature group coaching program. So I wanted to create a podcast episode for you guys to understand what I mean about aligning your soul and your subconscious, right? Because I feel like I'm going to be talking about a bit about this more and more as I move deeper into my coaching programs and into my coaching evolution. So I wanted to unpack this with you guys because both your soul and your subconscious are extremely powerful parts of you. So they have had these kind of like pivotal moments the past couple of weeks of like, imagine we align them both to work together. Imagine if we worked them into each other. We married our soul and our subconscious to have a soul subconscious. Like, I know that you've listened to this particular episode because something inside of you is like, oh, okay. What does she mean by aligning your soul and your subconscious? So in this episode, I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I actually have to go onto a call very shortly. But I felt really inspired to come and talk about this just now because I was talking about it with a client yesterday and I've created my meditation and I was talking about it with someone on a call earlier. And I was like, we got to, while it's alive, talk about this concept and allow my soul to speak this concept to you guys, to open you up to this idea of aligning your soul and subconscious and how it can actually impact you and support you in a positive way. So what I'm going to look at is like, what is your subconscious? What is your soul? How you can start to work with it and align those both together, and like, what will happen? What will actually happen if we do align these together, and why? Why do we even want to align them? Okay, so if you are not aware of what the subconscious mind is, the subconscious mind is like the driving force of your human, right? It is the driving force of your life. It's running in the background. It is 90 to 95% of your belief system, of your patterns, of your habits, of your everything. It's like your entire operating system within you. And when you're the age of 0 to 7, you are a walking subconscious mind. So everything that you witness, you hear, you experience, you see, you learn is being implanted into your subconscious mind and stored into your programming. And that just becomes a part of you and how you move through your life and how you feel and what you adopt and the patterns and the cycles that occur in your life is from what is happening in your subconscious mind, what you took in at the age of 0 to 7. So a lot of us, when we get to the older ages, to an older age, a mature age, an adult age, you're kind of like, why do I feel like this? Like, why do I think like this? Like, why do these patterns keep occurring? Why does this keep happening? And it's because there's something inside of you, inside your subconscious mind, projecting onto your life. But the thing is, especially with the work I do and everything everything that you're learning within this podcast and my work is rewiring your subconscious mind. Because I think a lot of people think, like, this is just who I am. This is just how it is, and that's just it. But the thing is, like, with your subconscious, like, you can rewire it. You can heal your subconscious and uncover what is stored in there and release it and start implanting new empowering beliefs and ways of being. Okay, so that's kind of like an overarching, what's the right word, definition, I guess, of the subconscious mind. And I'm going to unpack more about how you can rewire your subconscious mind in this episode. A lot of what I do with my clients is rewiring your subconscious mind, and I continue to rewire my subconscious mind so that I can do the things that I do, attract the things that I attract, be the person that I am. And that's why I'm really looking at, like, this idea of marrying your soul and your subconscious, because your subconscious is the driving force of your human experience, but your soul is like your truth, like your true essence of you. So, like, when you come in to the world, before you become this programming that you adopt between the ages of 0 and 7, you are pure consciousness. You are pure fucking soul. You are your true essence, right? So now that you're getting into this work, and it's like diving deep into yourself, diving deep into what is happening in your subconscious mind, and bypassing your subconscious mind and actually uncovering your soul and who you actually are at the depth of your core, at your truth. So, and that's exactly what I do, and this is what I'm really, really passionate about, is identifying who you are. Who are you beyond your subconscious programming? Right? So that is your soul self. And then looking at what is happening in your subconscious mind, and how can we heal your subconscious mind and basically implant the programming of your soul into your subconscious mind? Just think how powerful that would be, to have your truth be your subconscious mind and not the projections of others, not the fears of others, not what you've witnessed, the trauma that you've experienced throughout your life, and moving through your life with a subconscious that is literally aligned with the truth of who you are, with the soul that is within you. I just get so excited. I'm like, oh my god, this is like, I am really, really excited that I like discovered this way of explaining it. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it really being explained like this before, but I think this realization, or this kind of like idea as such, came to mind because I have been going through a lot of subconscious healing recently. A lot of things have been coming to the surface, like old ways of feeling, old ways of thinking have been resurfacing from within, and really having this massive heaviness over me for, honestly guys, like 6 whole months. Like, and it's like been so hard to really, really shake it, but I think like it's coming up to the surface so it can be cleared further, so I can step deeper into this next level of my soul. And that is why this idea came up, because I'm like, right, how can I allow, like, my soul self, this version of me that knows that I'm a born leader, that knows her worth, that knows what she's capable of, like, how can I continue allowing that to lead the way in my life? And it looks like that by, like, actually marrying it with my subconscious, like, allowing that to be a part of my subconscious mind, for my soul to be a part of my subconscious mind, for them to be one together, and for them not to be two separate parts of me. Does that make sense? Are we following along? Let me know. Like, I'd love for you to like reach out to me if you're listening and you're like, Sophie, I'm loving this way of thinking, this way of what you're saying, or you're kind of like, Sophie, I have no idea what you kind of mean here, but okay, I'll keep listening. So obviously I've kind of spoken about how powerful both of these parts, quote unquote parts of you are, right? So what will really happen if you were to align them both? And why do we want to align them? Right? Well, one, because they are very, both very powerful, powerful, powerful forces within you, right? So if you were to allow them to be in alignment with each other and to allow your soul, your soul's truth and your soul's programming to be your subconscious programming, just imagine. You know what? Just imagine for yourself. And maybe you're kind of like, well, I don't really know what my soul's truth is, Sophie. I don't really know, like, that the depth of who I am as such. Like, maybe I have gotten to know myself a little bit more, and I do have a bit more of an understanding of who I am on a soul level, but I'm not completely there on who that actually is, and that is absolutely fine. Like, I feel like our whole life is a journey of learning who we are. I feel like we've never ever completely known who we are, and I think that's exciting. I think it's exciting to just constantly being on a journey of self-discovery, right? Well, I would just invite you to learn and understand more of your soul's truth. Maybe you ask yourself, like, who are you? Who are you? Beyond your fears. Beyond your subconscious programming, beyond the expectations of others, beyond what you've experienced in your childhood, beyond the mistakes that you've made, the judgments that you've placed on yourself, beyond all that, who are you? If you were to really ask yourself and allow the first answers to come through. Because, for instance, like, even when I wasn't doing all of the work that I'm doing now, and even when I wasn't really tapped into who I truly am, on some level, I knew I was passionate. I knew I was a loving person. I knew that people did like to be around me, felt safe around me. I knew that that was a part of who I was, but I just wasn't fully connected to it, and I just didn't allow myself to see those parts of me fully and love those parts of me fully. So ever since really diving into myself, like, I have just strengthened a lot of who I am and discovered more of who I am and allowed that true version of myself to evolve. Because I am nourishing that, I am loving her, I am loving my soul's truth and allowing that to evolve and grow and expand within me. So really just asking yourself, who are you? Maybe asking yourself, if I could be more me, what would that look like? What would that feel like? Or if I could really tap into my soul right now, what would it tell me? What would it say to me? And just those little kind of questions that we don't really ask ourselves. And start, like, connecting with your inner self and who is inside of you, the soul that is inside of you. And then also identifying your subconscious blocks and patterns. And again, like, there's always going to be something to learn and to unpack in your subconscious, right? But that's okay. That's absolutely fine. But starting to really identify what is happening within you and your subconscious mind, the beliefs that are stored in there, the patterns that are stored in there, the feelings that are stored in there, the trauma that's stored in there, the shame that's stored in there, and really, really peeling back those layers of yourself so that you can shine that true self out and allow that to be what illuminates through you and becomes the driving force of not just your inner self, but the driving force of your human, the driving force of who you are, the driving force of how you move through your life. Once you've been able to kind of identify what your soul self is, who your soul self is, who your true self is, and what's kind of happening in your subconscious mind, you can then start to really rewire and implant this soul self into your subconscious mind. And you can do things like EFT tapping or meditation or subliminals or affirmation. I kind of like using dancing as well. Like, I feel like dancing is a part of my soul, even though I can't actually dance to save myself. I don't give a fuck. I allow dancing and music to, like, enter my body and, like, allow that to, like, awaken my soul and seep into my subconscious and to my body, because your subconscious is your body. It's connected to your body. So like entering those energies into your body, entering those affirmations into your body, rewiring it like that through embodiment, through movement, through feeling is so fucking powerful. And again, this is going to look different for everyone, but it's just finding what kind of works for you, finding how you connect with yourself and your true self, and how you can start to allow that to expand within you and your being. If you're kind of like, I don't know how to dive deeper into myself, or like what to really do, or if I'm doing it right, or blah, 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 then I host free monthly embodiment sessions around concepts and topics like this that you're very much welcome to. So I put a link in the show notes for my Soulful Shine Society Facebook group, and every month we have a free 1 hour group embodiment session. We actually do have one this coming Sunday, the 19th of February, if you're listening to this in real time. And we have one on Sunday, which is all about deepening your self-trust and your self-worth. So we will actually be diving into your soul, into your truth, and uncovering and learning more of that, and then how you can start trusting in that version of yourself and feeling worthy of that version of yourself. And I will be taking you guys through an EFT tapping, which will allow that truth of you to start being implanted into your subconscious mind, so that you can align your soul and subconscious, and we can allow them to be one. Allow them to be one. This is also what the overarching theme of my signature group program, True to You, is it really unlocking this true soul version of yourself and implanting that version deep into your subconscious by healing your subconscious, unpacking your subconscious, and then rewiring it in a way that's true to you, true to this soul version of you, so that you can literally like become a magnet to everything that your soul desires, and put you out in this li and put you in this lifetime to attract and to achieve. And that's what it is. It's like healing your subconscious mind and leading from your soul. Allows you to create the life of your dreams, to create, attract the relationship of your dreams, to have the most profound relationship with yourself, to have opportunities that truly align with you, and you get to thrive and you get to live a life that's full of fulfillment and alignment, because you know who you are, because your soul is the driving force of not only what's happening inside of you, but you're human, your whole entire life. You probably tell how passionate I am about this, because this is just what I've done. For so long, I felt so lost, so stuck, so out of touch with myself, so disconnected with myself. Like, I hated myself. I absolutely hated myself. I didn't think anything nice about myself. I just judged myself all the time. I didn't think anyone ever wanted to spend time with me, being near me. And it wasn't until I really chose to, I was like, enough is enough. Like, I am not enjoying living like this. So I took this intentional inner commitment into myself. And now that I wholeheartedly know who I am, and whenever, obviously, healing is not linear, everyone. Healing is not linear, and there's things that have come up these past 6 months that I thought I healed from and I thought I had released, but they've come back up to the surface, which is absolutely fine. Especially when you are so connected to yourself and to your truth that you don't allow the resurfacing of your subconscious blocks and what's deep, deep, deep within you to throw you off your path, to throw you off this connection, this relationship with your soul, right? So if there's anything that I want you guys to take away from this episode, is the power of your soul and your subconscious, and really feeling into imagining having them become one, right? Imagine having them become one, and taking this as a sign and an invitation to deepening your connection with your soul and who your soul is, what it's here for, diving deeper into it, right? Connecting with it on a deeper level, loving it on a deeper level, and allowing that to version of yourself to be awakened so that that can support your healing in your subconscious, so that when you heal your subconscious, the power of your soul just becomes the programming of who you are. Oh my God, the programming of who you are. So, operation, connecting with your soul and unpacking what is going on in your subconscious mind so you can create the space within you so that your soul can come bigger, can become bigger. Holy fuck, right? Creating the space within your subconscious mind, within your body, within what is happening, so your soul can grow bigger within you. So your soul can illuminate within you and out of you onto this world. Because that's what the universe wants from you. That's what I want from you. That's what your soul wants from you. So I hope this kind of helped you understand this whole idea of like aligning your soul and your subconscious, the power of them both, and some little steps to start deepening, start tapping into them and healing them and working with them together. But if you have any other further questions, because I wanted to keep this short and sweet, I'm loving these little short, sweet solo episodes for you guys, like a little burst of shine for you, silver shine for you. But if you have any questions around this content, or if you want me to dive a bit deeper into it, please let me know, because this is something that I am really passionate about teaching people and talking about and unpacking with you guys. If you want to come to the free workshop that I'm hosting this coming Sunday, if you're listening on real time, please click the link and come join the Facebook group, or if you're already in the Facebook group, come join us. The Zoom link is there. I'm really excited to host another special embodiment session for you guys. If you are interested in any of my coaching programs, please don't hesitate to reach out, join any wait lists or anything like that. I'm here to support you in diving into your soul, diving into your subconscious, and creating a life, a business, whatever it is, of your dreams by simply being you. Simply being you. Like, that is honestly how I've gotten to where I am within my life and my journey and within myself, is just being me, learning who me is, and allowing that to become the driving force of my life and how I move through life. But yeah, hopefully you like this episode. If you have, please share it to your stories, tag me in it, or if you're feeling a little cheeky, leave a little rating or a review. And a review, that does really help the growth of the podcast and reaching more people. It's always nice to see that I am impacting you guys and that people are listening and taking something from what I share. But I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you all very soon.